This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, January 31st, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Word for the White House this afternoon is that President Trump will impose 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on goods from China effective tomorrow. There was no word whether there would be any exemptions to measures that have the potential to rapidly increase prices for U.S. consumers. Initially, the president threatened tariffs to ensure greater protection from illegal immigrants and illicit drugs. He added demands to balance trade deficits as tomorrow's deadline drew near. Tariffs threatened the president's attempts to lower inflation, but the import taxes could trigger higher prices for energy, autos, and agriculture. Well, American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland recalls the ill effects of soybean prices with Trump 1.0's trade war with China.
It's very concerning when we hear our number one ag export of soybeans being discussed as a potential target in these tariffs. And we have not fully regained our biggest export customer in China since that. At one time, one in three rows of American soybeans went to China. And we're not back to that. And while we have been able to diversify and find some new markets and stuff, we need increased demand for our soybeans. We need increased trade.
In the same respect, Ragland has respect for the goal of the commander-in-chief.
On the other hand, I am excited to see a commander-in-chief that I believe has a backbone. He is a businessman. And I am optimistic that he's going to find ways to strengthen our country and get us on the right track with a lot of things. But I don't want to be the sacrificial lamb as a soybean farmer either.
House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig told me this week that she's not a fan of tariffs.
I think trade wars are dumb. And so they only hurt the consumers that are buying the goods, and they only hurt because tariffs on ag products are so easy to retaliate with the farmers who are producing across our country.
House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson says he believes the president is better skilled in trade in his second term.
Maybe I'm being naive. I think there's been so many lessons learned under Trump 45 and then the extensive planning in the previous 4 years. I'd be surprised if we see some of the same financial hardships through tariffs.
In other news, RFK Jr. faced two Senate confirmation hearings this week. In his remarks, he said there's illness all over the farm community and blamed the intense use of chemical pesticides. Alex Dunn with Crop Life America respectfully disagrees with the HHS nominee.
We know that pesticides are tested for their impacts on human health. You know, on average, only one in 10,000 discoveries will ever make the journey from lab to the field. It takes more than 12 years before a pesticide is even registered for sale due to the rigorous registration and testing process and the scientific process that it goes through. Jeff, I don't believe that we can agree with that statement. Our regulatory system has worked very, very hard to ensure that these products are safe when used according to the label, and they are safe for our farmers.
RFK Jr. also accused farmers' use of pesticides as destroying the soil. To the contrary, Dunn says the use of pesticides enables farmers to utilize minimum till and no-till practices that actually build the soil biome.
The use of pesticides actually facilitate using climate-smart ag practices like no-till farming, where fields are not plowed. They facilitate the use of cover crops, where plants are used to cover the soil between harvest seasons. And these practices actually improve soil health and increase biodiversity. So, that's absolutely right. Pesticides are a solution to healthy soils. They are not the enemy of healthy soils.
Dunn notes nationwide crop trend yields continue to climb.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.